Let me hear everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We enjoyed that message, and I've never ceased to be amazed about how the Holy Spirit works, and his message falls right in line with my message. They're parallel messages. I want to talk a little bit about Paul myself. And so when I heard the message, I just kind of chuckled, because so many times I've visited and I've been with my brothers in Christ, and messages have lined up together. My message today will come from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12. And we're going to start with the first verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And just want to speak a little bit today about running this race with patience. Yeah, running this race with patience. Yeah, Paul is talking here and about the race of life. I love the allegory and that Paul used when he preached. He often used different examples and allegories. He often used the example of running a race. Sometimes he talked about being a good soldier of Christ and putting on the whole armor of God. But in this particular scripture, Paul is talking about the race that we run as Christians and as children of God each and every day. And he equated that race to being able to run it successfully. Paul says here that wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. We all have probably attended races. I have gone to races, and you have your crowd that's cheering on you as you start the race, and each team has their fans attired cheering, and the more they cheer, it kind of cheers you on. Well, here Paul talks about this race called life, and he talks about the cloud of witnesses that we have as children of God. These are the saints, my friends. These are the saints that have gone on before us and have endured trials and tribulations and have finished their race. And not that they are there like fans cheering us on, but we have them as witnesses to the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But Paul goes on and says, let us lay aside every weight. We all know that when if something is weighty, it weighs you down. And the more weight you have, the slower you can run your race. And so Paul wants us to lay aside every weight. Well, what was Paul talking about when he said lay aside every weight? He wants us to lay aside every burden. He wants to lay aside every problem, every hurt, every bruise, every habit, every addiction that we may have. We all may be carrying something that's weighing us down. Yeah, as we run this race that we call life. Maybe there's somebody that wronged you or said something that you didn't like, and even though you may have forgiven a brother or sister, maybe you still have something that about their interaction that's still weighing you down. Paul is saying that we need to lay aside those weights. We need to lay aside those burdens. We need to deny ourselves, and we need to take up our cross daily in order to run this race. Yeah, and when he meant weight, he wasn't talking about sin, because he mentioned sin right after that. He said, lay aside every weight, and the sin. Yeah, and so a weight doesn't necessarily have to be something that's sinful, but it still can be something, that's slowing you down in this race that we call life. And then he said, which does so easily beset us. Yeah, we're all human, and I don't know about you, but there are a lot of times in my life where I felt like my race was slowed down because I was holding on to something that prevented me from doing my work of the Lord. You know, if a call comes in on Saturday, I may be watching the Alabama football game, and that might be a weight to keep me from doing what I need to do. But we need to lay aside that weight. And he said, let us run with patience. Yeah, the race that is set before us. We were all chosen in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. When you watch races on TV, you have the Olympics, you have all of these major races, and they have what's called qualifying races. Yeah, and so these athletes can't get into the main race, yeah, unless they qualify, unless they run at a certain speed, or unless they achieve a certain stated goal or time, and then they're qualified then to run in this main race. And so when Paul said this race that is set before us, he isn't talking about everyone. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, everyone isn't running a race. Yeah, this race is only for those children of God, only for those that have been elected since the foundation of time. He called us and he qualified us. Yeah, we're all qualified to run this race. There are some out here in this world that aren't running the race. They may feel like they're running the race. Yeah, but they aren't running the race because they haven't been called and haven't been qualified. But Paul made it clear here when he said, let us run this race, yeah, that is set before us. And he said, let us run it and look into who? The Jesus who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Paul knew that life was going to be full of trials and tribulations. I don't know about you, but each and every day some things may come up that I didn't count on. Maybe I might get in my car and one of my tires is going a little flat. Or maybe I receive a phone call about a family member or friend that's been sick. Or maybe there's some sickness that even may come into my household. Things happen in life, and these things can be trials that allow us to lean more on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But Paul said that as we're running this race, as life is throwing us all of these curveballs, he said we must run it with patience. Yeah, and in order to run a race, you have to train. I'm not sure if I shared this with Brother Cagle or not, but this year one of my goals was to run a half marathon. So I like to run. I like to get out and exercise. And so I said, this year I want to run my first half marathon. And if it's the Lord's will, I want to be able to run a full marathon by the end of the year. But I just can't get out there and run a half marathon. I have to train. And so I go out there each and every day. And one day I might run 2 miles. The next day I might run 2.5 or 3. And then the next day I might do something else. But each day I try to progressively do a little bit more in order to build up to be able to run this race. And it's just like that in this race that God has set before us. Each day we may be faced with trials and tribulations, but we train by leaning and depending on God. We train because we know that these tribulations are going to make us stronger. Paul said in Romans 5, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh what? Patience. Yeah, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. And so as we train, as we work these muscles that we have faith not because we show faith in order to be saved. We have faith because we are saved. We have faith because when God saved us at the foundation of the world, he instilled us that faith in us, and we show that faith, and as we show that faith, we grow in our strength and our ability to be able to endure the trials and tribulation that life throws at us. I read today at my church down in Alabama, my sermon today came from the book of Psalms, Psalms 37, and I believe, and I don't want to misquote it, but I believe it says, I once was young, but now I'm old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Yeah, nor his seed begging bread. Yeah, so David knew that, yeah, I've been young And now I'm old, but one thing about it is the Lord has always taken care of his children. Yeah, he's always taken care of his children's family, and he's never seen them begging bread. Yeah, Paul said it, I believe, over in Philippians. He said, I both know how to have and how not to have, how to be abased and how to be exalted. Paul said, whatsoever state that I'm in, I've learned therewith to be content. Yeah, and he's learned this through his training. Yeah, in order to run a successful race, you must forget about your letdowns and your failures. You must forget about the past. You know, the devil, I always say this there's one thing about the devil, is he's always on his job, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I always say this as a joke, if there's anything you can learn from the devil, it's the fact that he never gives up. Right. He never gives up. He's always on his job. And so he wants you to think about your past failures. He wants you to think about the things that you've done that didn't line up with the word of God. And we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we also have all been redeemed with the blood of Christ since the foundation of time. He's already paid the price for our sins. And so the quickest way you can fall behind in a race is to start looking behind you. Start looking on the side of you. Start looking back on the things that you've done. You got to keep your eyes focused, on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. Paul said, brethren, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do is I'm forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things that are before me. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said that, you know, he keep pressing toward that mark. He said, run this race as if you're running to win. Now, the great thing about this race that we're in now is it's not just one winner. It's not like an earthly race or a race that we run every day where only one person receives gold and then you have a silver or a bronze. We all are running this race, and we're all going to receive the same prize when we cross that finish line. Paul went through so many times things in his life. I heard the brother talking about Paul being in jail, and Paul, he knew that he was a man of God, and when he had went to that jail, him and Silas, he told Silas, he said, "You sing and." And he said, I'll pray. And one thing about it is God, he will hear all of our prayers. And I'm here to tell you now, church, that Paul went through a lot of things, but he always leaned and depended on the Lord. I can think of a time when Paul was in that ship and he told the Roman guards, except ye abide in the ship, you all will be saved. Now the ship, church, in my mind, stands for the word of God. You got to abide in that word of God. You got to stay right on his word. And if you abide in that word, the Lord will take care of you. I saw Paul when he told them to abide in the ship because the Lord has told them all aboard will be saved. Not because of they were so greater men, but he saved them for Paul's sake. And when they were saved and on that beach trying to get warm around the fire, that snake bit Paul. He went through trials, tribulations. Paul was beaten three times with rods. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked three times, cast in prison, bitten by a snake. He had went through all manner of trials. But one thing Paul knew, can't give up. I got to run this race with patience.
Amen.
He knew that he had to run this race with patience. He had so many trials and so many tribulations, but he never stopped working for the Lord.
Amen.
And no matter what life gives us, we have to run our race with patience. I'm reminded of a story of an Olympic runner, and he was from Africa, from Kenya, and was a great runner, and he had run a lot of races, a lot of marathons, and they sent him to the Olympics over in Mexico. And this is a true story. I believe it was in the 70s. And so when he got over to the Olympics and he faced something that he had never faced before, and there was the altitude. You know, running in the altitude and running at sea level is two different things. And so he started running, and he didn't have quite the wind that he had before, and he fell behind pretty quickly. And it got worse from there. Some other runners got tangled up with him, and he ended up falling, and he hurt his knee, he hurt his ankle. But he kept on running.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody passed him by. And hours later, he finally crossed the finish line. All of the media had him mostly left. He came in dead last in the Olympics. And as he crossed the finish line, one media member was there. And the media member asked him, he said, "Why didn't you give up?" And the runner said, "Well, my country didn't send me here just to start the race. They sent me here to finish the race. And that's what I wanted to do. God didn't save us from the foundation of time just to start this race. Yeah, we are going to finish this race because he's preordained it. He said it before us. We're going to face trials and we're going to face tribulations. But we lean in and depend on him. And we're going to finish this race, and we have a prize waiting for us at the end.